Greetings and welcome to Handcrafted Radio. This is your host, Crafty Z, and I am exploring the concept of patience is power. Let's talk. So, my experience was, went to a coffee shop, and the coffee shop, I didn't get coffee, but the item that I purchased was a small beverage, and the beverage was $2.69 or so. And when I looked at it, like, I went through back and forth asking of the prices and just seeing, trying to figure out what was the best price for the money that I was buying. Now, you're thinking, okay, well, it's only $2, $3, or whatever, it's no big deal. Well, every penny counts when it comes to business, when it comes to entrepreneurship, when it comes to your goals and what you're trying to do. As long as you keep a set concept in your head that I'm going to make sure whatever I do, no matter how small, I'm going to make the best decision on what would be the best cost versus the quality in which I'm purchasing, right? So, I get the item, and it's about the size of my palm, and it's two something. But the larger version of this beverage is three and some change. And I'm just like, well, since you're giving me this, it's small, like it's really tiny. I told the cashier I want to purchase the larger version because that would be the better purchase than me being stuck with this little one and spending the same amount. So the cashier had an issue and she wasn't very pleasant in the process. But I took into account, despite her discomfort in this situation, her discomfort is not my problem or my concern. My concern or my priority is me and what I'm trying to do and how I feel and what I need to make me happy. In this instance, or as far as financially, I had the option to spend the higher amount of money, but I figured, why not, you know, try to budget back and dial it back and just get the smaller version. But the quantity in which I'm purchasing, as far as quality-wise, it would have just been better to make the larger purchase. What I'm saying in this situation is, one, don't be afraid of the confrontation in your business when it comes to anything. Do not shy away from the confrontation. In our society, the way things are, a lot of us are more timid, not by choice, but by practice, to where you don't want to ruffle any feathers. You don't want to add any ripples to the sea. And the concept is, no. When you're trying to avoid that confrontation, what you're doing is putting yourself in that negative space. What you're doing is adding the stress onto yourself. That's not what you need to do. This is based on self-preservation. When it comes to entrepreneurship, when it comes to business life itself, you need to prioritize you first. Not saying that you need to take away from, or I don't care how you feel. No. It's not that I don't care. It's that at this point, there is nothing I can do to help you. Because what you're requiring to feel better is conflicting with what I require to feel better. So based on self-preservation, I need to go forward with my day. So I'm going to get exactly what I want for the exact amount I'm willing to pay, and I'm going to move forward and be happy and satisfied with my purchase. Whatever happens from here on in, my decision does not affect how your day is going. If it does, you're at work. It shouldn't. Point number two. When you're at work, and I want to share with you the perspective of both the cashier as well as me. When you're at work, your priority in that case is to do the best that you can do in your job. Whether it be difficult customers where they're just switching up or changing or whatever and they decide to do otherwise, don't take that personally. Whatever that person or that customer does, do not take it personally. This is not them personally attacking you. It's simply them stating their preferences as well as what they require from you as an employee. When it comes to whatever it is that's going on in your day, that needs to be set at the door. You need to be able to find yourself in a happy place where you can function in both work and home and in between travel, so to speak. So for her perspective, I understand, and by all means, that's fine, because no matter what, that customer is necessary for you to be in the position you're in. And if you feel in any way that you're not happy and you don't want to do this anymore, don't subject yourself to that negativity. Like, a lot of times it's one of those things where people are like, well, I have no other choice and this is all the job I need to do, and I have, no more options. I understand that. Then in that case, you need to make the best of your situation and move forward. So if you know you have no other choice, if you know this is the only job you can hold, or this is the only job that is optional to you, then you need to be grateful for that and make the best of that situation. And just be thankful. Not to the customer. That's not what this is about. It's about the concept of the opportunity. Some people can't work. They don't have that opportunity to work. So they're sitting there without a job, wishing they had one. You have one. If you are unhappy, but you have no other choice but to be there, then try to make the best of your situation and be thankful that you are there, because you need it. It's something you need. It's one of those things where in certain instances, it goes back to the self-preservation. It goes back to the not shying away from the conflict. In that situation, your conflict is yourself and your morals or whatever your situation is. And it's just you saying, okay, I don't want to deal with this extra stuff, and I'm not okay with this customer coming here, changing their mind or whatever. But that person does have they have that option. They can change their mind and they can decide that they want something different. And if you yourself have that option or that opportunity, why not take advantage of it? So in that situation, be pleasant. Because no matter what, when you're pleasant to someone, at least in my, as far as how I see things, if you're happy or you're pleasant to someone, that pleasantness stays. You're not only being a positive impact on that person, but you're putting a positive flow within yourself to know that, hey, it's no big deal. No problem. I'll do that for you. Is there anything else you need? And be happy, because the negativity that you put out, what is it? I don't know. Is it a Chinese saying or something like that? Or is it Buddha? It might be a Buddhist perspective. But the concept is it goes towards revenge. In other words, if you're going for an act of revenge, I think it's you, when you're, something revenge. You dig a hole and you dig a hole for both you and that person. Something like that. Anyone that understands this saying, please comment. Let me know exactly what the saying is. But the concept in that instance is, I feel like that's just how that karma concept goes. Is that when you're putting out negativity, you're taking it in as well. Like, it's either, like, the absorption of it is on both parties. You're both spewing it out and swallowing it down. You know, it's like, in that instance, you're just all over negative. Whereas your best, the best thing for you is just to let it go. What is it? The saying is, let go and let God. Those who don't believe in God, by all means, let go and let whoever you believe in take care of it. Because that's just, it's better that way for you. As far as health, when it comes to just environmental demeanor, however which way you want to see it. Don't avoid the conflict of fighting for what you want, what you need, and what makes you happy, no matter what. Whether you're the cashier who's giving out the coffee or the tea or whatever, or if you're the customer who's just not happy. I know when it comes to, in other circumstances, there's a lot of people out there that are just gonna take whatever it is and be happy about it. If that's what you decide and that's what you want to do, then by all means, you do that. As long as you're happy with that decision. If it, for some reason, the decision that you make bothers you, or you feel some type of underbelly feeling where it's just like a tightness or just some type of discomfort, then that is not what you want to do. You want something else. You want more. Go for more. Be more. No matter what, you might have to wait. And the reason this goes into patience is power, is because in those situations, take that extra time. Take that extra time to make the decision. Assess yourself and realize exactly what you need, whatever it is, and do that. Don't try to shortcut it. Don't try to go around the concept and try to substitute whatever it is. The substitution itself is the quick fix. Don't substitute. Wait for it. Because when you find yourself in that position to implement your patience and do exactly what it is you need to do, whether it be entrepreneurial, life, business, aside from your own business, just in general, that patience to say, hey, you know what? I'm looking at this cup. I changed my mind. I think I want the bigger cup. And because I want the bigger cup, I'm willing to wait for you to, whatever you need to do to make sure my cup, my bigger cup, comes to me. And the flip side of things, as far as that person and their feelings, you know what? I understand you want something different. And in order for me to do that effectively or efficiently, I need you to wait on the side, and then I'll definitely get that for you with no problem. Two sides to every story, but no matter what the story comes out, patience is power, because you're happy, I'm happy, and we're happy together, and we've added positivity into the universe. No matter what, you'll find yourself in a position to be tempted to conform to certain things. Not saying being conforming is a bad thing. I'm saying that you need to, from now, from this day forward, you need to put that patience out there. Practice patience. And it'll build power. It'll give you more power. Practice patience. No matter what. It's not something that's practiced in this day and age of just an instant lifestyle. But if you practice patience, you would be surprised how many things change in your life, how many things are elevated based on just that moment of saying that one evaluation, say, you know what? I've done this every single time, and each time it's just not right. It's not what I want. I need to get what I want, and what I want will take longer, but know that however long it takes, it will be 110% worth it. Patience is power. And power is positivity. Now, thank you for listening, everyone. It's just a little token from me to you. And by all means, my opinion and my practice. So, thanks for listening. This is your host, Crafty Z. You have listened to Handcrafted Radio. Have a craftastic day, guys. Mwah! Till next time. Goodbye.